Very pleased to be joined right now by Browns cornerback Joe Haden. Joe, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Doing well, and thank you again so much for stopping by here. First place I want to start is this Cardinal team, and you've had a chance to look at their at least some of the video of their offense. Larry Fitzgerald, who is clearly one of the very best in this league, as you look at him, what is the challenge in trying to deal with a talent like that?
It's one thing about he runs really good routes, and something that he does better than a lot of receivers that I've ever seen is just his body control. When they throw the ball in the air, it just seems like he can adjust his body to make catches and make sure he gets 2 feet in or wherever the ball is, one-hand catch, any kind of catch he can make, all the catches. He has, like, excellent hands.
So a guy, and you've come up against bigger receivers before, mm-hmm. stronger receivers, and it doesn't really matter to you, I know, the way you play, but is it more important to have sort of that physical style against a guy like that? Do you want to play to their physical strength? Because he's not about speed, right? Mm-hmm. He's about, as you say, body control and strength.
Yeah, you want to definitely try to get your hands on him. You got to stay as close as possible because wherever the ball is, he'll be able to catch it. So you want to try to stick as close to him. So whenever the ball is in the air, you got to just make sure if you can't intercept it, make sure you knock it down or try to get a hand on it, because if you don't touch it, he's basically guaranteed going to catch it.
Sure. And their scheme, Joe, they like to go with a lot of multiple sets, right? They like to have those two and three receiver looks. Those three and four receiver looks more so than standard maybe two receiver stuff. They like to send their tight ends out. They're coming at you with that passing game.
Yeah, they're coming at us with a really good passing game. Their receivers are all capable, but the thing is, like you said, Larry is the thing that keeps them going. Whenever they need to play, they go to him. So we just got to make sure we keep him in our vision, always know where he's at. That's basically one of the big things we need to do.
Is that an assignment that you generally take on mostly by yourself? How much help are you going to end up having in general when you go up again? I'm not asking you for the whole defensive game plan, but mm-hmm. in general, can you expect to see a lot of him alone, or will you have a lot of help?
It's a little bit of both. It depends on the situations. I mean, I think probably I'm going to be able to follow him around whatever side he goes to, but as far as help, sometimes, depending on situations, we might have somebody over top or might have me just doing my thing.
What's the mood, the atmosphere around this team and the locker room, this Browns team? Certainly, four wins at this point is not what any of us was looking at, and you want better, and you always want more. You want to be preparing for a playoff run or know that you're in the playoffs or whatever. So what is it now, knowing that you don't have that prize to go after, but you still have these games to prepare for?
It's still you gotta finish off strong. It's like you playing for the name on your back at the end of the day. You don't ever want to put anything bad out there on film, because a lot of times people don't really know where they're going to be. So people are just making sure that they finish off strong. We still want to win games. We're still not going out there to lose. I mean, you just you're not playing for pride. Playing to make sure you gave it your all. We expected to have a way better season than this. A lot of games are close. Like, team, we don't feel like we're a bad team at all. We just feel like one or two plays went our way, the season will be a whole lot different. But everybody's just trying to get better, trying to do their thing, just trying to finish all strong. And because we know we still represent ourselves and the Browns and everybody.
You were the lingering memory, I know, from that Thursday night game. And I'll never forget kind of being in that locker room with you and seeing you as down as you were in the aftermath because of that Antonio Brown catch and run for the 79-yard touchdown. And you're slipping, I know, in trying to get your body right to position with him, so forth. But it really was, and I know this, you didn't take any solace in this, it really was a pretty remarkable defensive effort against that team. I mean, you guys, with the goal line stand and the various other, the interception that Mike Adams made, mm-hmm. as a defense, played ultra intense and were every bit matching up with that defense, which I think entered that game as the number one defense in the league. So how do you, in the aftermath of all that, and I know you got to have the short memory, but how are you handling the idea that one, that touchdown at the end that you felt bad for, but overall the performance that was credible and respectable?
I mean, we played really well. I felt like the defense, we stepped up to the challenge. Bend but don't break. We get to the goal line. We make stops on fourth down. Like you said, Pop's interception, forcing fumbles. And then it just, well, it was unfortunate that it happened. My coach, I talk to him about it all the time. They always say, you know what I'm saying, stuff happens. But, like, besides that play, it was a really good game. I was forcing fumbles, covering, tackling, doing my thing. But it's just really unfortunate that that happened. And the whole defense, we just knew that we were out there every play just trying to make a play, just
sure.
trying to force fumbles, trying to get interceptions, trying to put the offense in the best position to score, because we knew their defense was really good. So we had to, our defense had to step up to keep the game, you know what I'm saying, really
to
close.
That challenge, yeah. Browns cornerback Joe Hayden joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Joe, the other part of this is the secondary and how it's handled really consistently, playing the pass and playing it well. We know that there have been some problems against the run. You know, a skeptic could say, okay, well, if a team struggles against the run, naturally the passing portion of the defense is going to be stronger because teams won't challenge it. But you guys do get challenged and hold your own for the most part. I mean, again, I know it's about the wins more than it is about the stats, but how much pride do you take in being a passing defense that has ranked very high in this league consistently through this year?
It makes us feel good. It makes us want to come in there every day and just keep getting better. We have a really good group with Pops, Sheldon, D-Pat, myself. It's just players that really love the game and just want to come in here and get better. It's like there's never been any nothing, no arguments, nothing going on in our room. It's just everybody always pushing each other. And Coach Henderson does a really good job of every week just making sure we stay on top of our game. Because sometimes, like you said, they do run the ball, but occasionally they always try to take shots on us,
sure.
try to beat us deep. So we had to make sure we stay into the game. And also having a good pass defense, you know they're going to run the ball a little bit more. So just getting us more involved into the run game, making tackles, like – having TJ in the box, Mike in the box, Usama, everybody just in there just trying to do a little bit more.
Talking about you a little bit, and you know, you bring up that idea of your room, that DB's room being one that is tight and everybody, like you said, gets along, respects each other. But overall on this team, it's a young team, and it gets kind of hard as I look at it to define who the real leaders are because you don't have a lot of veterans. And I mean, we know the obvious guys, DeQuell Jackson and you mentioned Mike Adams, Pops Adams, as being veteran players and a couple others on the offensive side. But I look at somebody like yourself. I've always felt leadership really has to come first by performance, that you have to have a credibility as the player first and foremost to be a leader. Exactly. And you're in year two, I know. You're still early in this NFL career. But do you see yourself as you're approaching or nearing the end of year two of stepping closer to that point where, hey, I do have to take on more responsibility beyond just playing my corner position?
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. I feel like I'm trying to get there. I'm still at the end of the day, it is my second year. I'm trying to get the whole scheme down together. I know my position. I know the corner position. But I feel like with DeQuell being the leader, he knows what everybody's doing on the defense. And once I get to that point, I think I'm getting a whole lot closer to starting to understand what everybody's doing, like the D-line and the linebackers, why they're doing these certain blitzes. So I feel like once you know that and your performance is up there, then like people automatically follow you because if you play well.
Sure.
If you do your thing, then people will listen to you, because if you're not, whatever you say really doesn't matter.
Right.
So I feel like DeQuell, he's one of the biggest leaders on our team. And I feel like going into ending this year and going into next year, me, myself, and TJ will be definitely picking up a bigger role.
And in terms of the outside, again, of your group of defensive backs, the room in general, the locker room, is there do you sense, I know you can't look inside of everybody's mind, but do you sense that everybody's still engaged, still aboard, still believing that what you guys are doing, you know, is going to work, is going to yield some good results beyond this year? Because, again, it's easy to look at the record and say, well, you're slipping back because this team won 5 games last year. They've only won 4 so far. How is that bigger picture thought going?
You can honestly tell by practice. I mean, you're not really in the meetings with the offense, or you, we don't really get to see them as much. Like when their meeting time is most of the day, you get to see them in practice. So when we see them in practice, I see them working hard, just trying to get better, doing their stuff right, not too many redos. So I see like they look like they're ready to go. And I know for as far as the defensive side, I know every week those boys, D-line, linebackers, DBs, we come in every single week with the same mentality. Same trying to grind, same trying to get better, just trying to do exactly what we have to do.
Shifting gears a little bit with you. Now, each day on this show, we post on the Browns official Facebook page a poll question for our fans to respond to. And at the end of the show, we're going to give the results of how the fans voted. But I'm bringing this one up because there's a couple of points that I think you could comment on, maybe more. But the question was, what is the biggest story in the NFL so far? And the choices were given the fans. The Packers at 13-0, their chances of having a perfect season. Tim Tebow, which I know is a subject that's near and dear to your heart. James Harrison's suspension for his hit on Colt. And then three AFC North teams competing for the playoffs. First of all, of this list, what would you say is the biggest? Because I know you pay attention. You're watching ESPN and NFL Network. What's the biggest story in the league right now?
By far, Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
By far.
I kind of guessed you'd go there, yeah. Florida.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. I was in the house yesterday on the day off, just relaxing, chilling. I put on SportsCenter or NFL Network. And you know how they had the little subjects on the side of the screen that's telling you what's coming up next?
Yep.
He had all of them in a row, like seven of them in a row. And I was like, man, this dude... They're on my boy.
So what is your reaction? I mean, you're same amount of time in the league and everything, and seeing what's happening there and how it's happening. Still questions about whether he can really do this as a true passer, but he's again doing what he's always done, finding a way to win. Mm-hmm. Are you believing in this because you were already a believer or what? What's your take on Tim?
I'm honestly just happy for him. I'm so happy for him because. When, you know, he was in college, he got all the praise for being a really great quarterback.
Yeah.
And as soon as he got drafted, they were talking about he might be the worst player in the NFL. I can't believe he's a quarterback. The Broncos are going to release him. And he hasn't did anything but be positive and just be yourself. All that, I get asked all the time, is Tebow really like that? And I was like, everything you see is exactly how he is. None of it is fake.
This is the real deal.
This is the real Tebow. Everything he's doing, everything he talks about, everything he believes in. He's going to let you know, and that's just how he feels about it. And I'm just really happy for him that he's finally getting I knew he was going to get the wins because he's like his beliefs. He's so passionate about his beliefs, and I knew he was going to be blessed somehow.
And it's this is the thing that you can really relate to because you were on the other side of the ball on that same team. Mm-hmm. And on this Bronco team, he's doing his thing as a quarterback, but their defense responds so well. And I think there's a lot of theory and thought that defense is responding in many ways because of him. Would you see that as being true at Denver as it was maybe at Florida?
I could see that, but I could also see people feeding off Tebow for sure because his energy and passion, you can't look past it.
Okay.
But but you have to have ball players on the other side too. Like we had Tebow on offense and we had Brandon Spikes fronting our defense.
Right.
So it was like both of them dudes you have to have ball players
have
at
talent.
The end of the day. Yeah.
yeah, it's not just the magic of one
not
guy.
The magic
okay,
of speak.
great stuff, Joe. I appreciate it and all the best Sunday and beyond, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Browns cornerback Joe Haden joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.